the mother said to her son, I want you to be good. And the kid said, I'll be good if you give me a dollar.
And what did she say?
She said, why can't you be good for nothing like your father?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Isn't the word, honey. This cake is unbelievable. There's something. A unique taste.
Horseradish.
That's why I cleared my sinuses.
Mom, making the cake was my idea.
Richie!
Well, it was.
So what? We made it together.
But I thought of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Now you time out.
Richie, you know, what you just did wasn't very nice.
Why not?
Because, honey, there are times when you should take the credit, and there are other times when you should share it. Look, let me give you two different examples of taking credit. Now, the first one started 2 weeks ago.
You think we lost him?
Yep. With all the twists and turns we took, there's no way Steve could have followed us home.
Hi, guys! Well, I just came straight here. For some unknown reason, you guys were running all over town. Now sit down, relax. I made some sandwiches. Sink your gums into a BLLT.
What's a BLLT?
Bacon, lettuce, and liver tartare.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
You are an amazing woman.
I am.
Absolutely. Somehow you managed to keep a spotless home, hold down a taxing job, and keep your fridge well stocked with liver. And you do it all so effortlessly, with no visible strain other than a droopy expression and slight bags under your eyes.
Thank you ever so much. Eddie, look at this.
Enter the Chicago Chronicle Short Story Contest.
Yeah. Now, look, they're going to select 5 winners in each age category. You should enter, Eddie.
Why?
Because you have writing talent.
I do?
He does?
Yes. Edward, you know how proud we all were of you when you got that A+ in English on your last report card.
Proud? I was dumbfounded.
So was Eddie's teacher. She actually called me to tell me how much your theme papers had improved.
Eddie. Eddie, where's up? This Eddie, where's up? Oh, Lord, I've fallen into a parallel universe and I can't get up.
Daddy, I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait to read your short story.
But Mom! Steve?
Say no more, Edo. I'll start writing a paper this very eve.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait a minute. Have you been doing Eddie's English papers?
Not doing, exactly. More like helping.
Exactly how much did you help?
Well, I merely came up with an idea, and then I wrote down the actual words.
I did the rest.
Well, you just must be exhausted. Is he paying you for this?
Well, I'm getting something far more precious than money, friendship. You see, Eddie and Rodney are going camping next month, and he said if I helped him out, he'd take me along.
Wait a minute, Steve. You're trying to buy Eddie's friendship.
No, I'm not. I'm leasing with an option to buy.
Now, let's start the other example of taking credit. That very night, your Uncle Carl and his boss were working on a stakeout.
Was he working hard?
Oh, yes. Very hard.
Donuts, sir?
Winslow?
Yes, sir.
You have found a location a little closer to the warehouse.
Sir, you're looking through the wrong end of the binoculars, sir.
I knew that. Just wanted to see if you were on your toes.
Sir, when do you think they'll make their move?
Hard to tell. Sometimes a donut will stay inside me for a full week.
No, sir. I was referring to the suspect, sir.
Oh. Hard to tell. You know these slime balls are selling computers to our nation's enemies? You know, I like you, Winslow.
You do, sir?
You're a good man. Steady under pressure.
Well, thank you, sir. I try.
I've studied your record. I know you like I know the back of my hand.
Well, I'm flattered, sir.
I've met your lovely wife, Hannah.
Harriet, sir.
Your son, Edmund?
Edward, sir.
Your daughter, Leslie.
Laura.
And your sister-in-law, Rachel.
Rachel, sir.
That's what I said.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Rachel's very pretty. Maybe I'll give her a call sometime. How do you think she feels about me?
Sure that Rachel feels exactly the same way that I do, sir.
Excellent. Even though I know we're on duty here, I think we should be on a first-name basis. That okay with you, Kevin?
Carl, sir.
Fine.
Sir, you know, I don't believe I know your first name.
It's Lieutenant.
Excuse me?
I had my first name legally changed when I achieved my present rank.
Sir, what was your name before?
Sergeant.
Gotcha.
Can I count on you to be discreet, Keith?
Sir. And certainly.
I need this bust.
You do? Why?
Captain Davenport's out to get me.
Really? Well, sir, I always thought Captain Davenport...
He's jealous of me. He knows I'm better qualified for his job than he is, and he's too insecure to admit it. And one day he caught me wearing his uniform.
What?
I just wanted to see how I looked with captain's bars. But Davenport threw a hissy fit. Said there was no room on the force for a gung-ho lunatic. What if I make this bust? I'll be high profile. A hero. The commissioner will take notice.
Meanwhile, Steve went ahead and wrote a short story for Eddie. 10 days later, guess what?
Do you believe it? Isn't it incredible?
I'm dumbfounded.
What's all the excitement?
Eddie! Oh!
You did it!
Did what?
You won first place in the short story contest.
Story contest.
Oh, he did. But at first, Eddie took credit for it.
Did he fess up?
Well, here's what happened. Your mom and grandmom were so excited they could hardly contain themselves.
Well, come on, let's go spread the news. I'm dying to do some phone bragging.
Me too. And Helen Winters always flapping her gums about her granddaughter being a TV writer. Wait till I tell her my grandson is a real writer. Yeah.
Wow. First prize.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Edo. Oh, Laura, my love. The wind has chapped my lips. Would you care to heal them with a kiss?
Tell them, Eddie.
Tell me why.
Your short story won first prize, Steve.
Gee, no kidding. Let me see. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. You're extremely talented, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, listen to this part. The judges unanimously selected your short story, In Search of a Dream, because of its inspiring depiction of a young proctologist. Not bad.
It's fantastic, Steve. The problem is, it's your story, not Eddie's.
Well, I came up with a title.
Care about the glory. Besides, the whole thing will be good for a laugh when us guys are sitting around the old campfire chewing our bazooka. Right, Eddie? Right, Eddie?
Not exactly, Steve. You see, there's a minor snafu regarding the camping trip.
Snafu?
Yeah. You see, when I told Rodney about you going with us, he thought it was a terrible idea.
Oh, typical. But you stood up for me. Right, buddy?
Well, Steve, I tried. But Rodney said I had to choose between you guys.
I see. And you chose Rodney.
I'm sorry, Steve. We'll go camping together some other time. Just you and me. I promise, okay?
Okay.
All right.
No, it's not okay. Eddie Winslow, front and center. Newsflash, Eddie. I have feelings. Inside this scrawny chest, there beats a heart. A heart that hurts. And the reason it hurts is because I've tried very hard to be your friend. And all you've done is take advantage of me. Well, that's gonna stop right now. I'm not your personal doormat. I'm her doormat.
Steve, listen.
No, you listen. Either you take me camping or you tell everybody who really won the short story contest.
Is this a bluff?
Try me.
All right. I'm gonna go tell my mom that you've been doing my English papers for me. And the truth is, Steve, I have been feeling guilty about taking advantage of you. So I'm gonna go call Rodney right now and tell him you're going camping with us whether he likes it or not.
Thanks, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Eddie?
Yeah?
man. How about those bears?
Rachel, what happened to my dad and his crazy boss?
Well, that very night, they were on a stakeout for the 10th night in a row.
78. A new personal best.
Congratulations.
You sure you don't want to give her another try?
No, thanks. My nose still hurts.
You know what you need?
A career change.
No. Some Italian food. There's a place down the street. Great eggplant parmesan.
Oh, well, sir, eggplant is great, but according to regulations, a stakeout team should never separate.
Don't quote regulations to me, Winslow. I helped write the damn regulations.
Yes, sir.
It's up to me if I want to violate myself.
No wonder the criminals are winning.
Baker One, this is Charlie Two. Come in. Do you read?
What do you want, girl?
No, it's going down now.
What? You want us to grab him?
No, let me get some pictures first, and then I'll give you the word.
Suspects. Okay. Open up the briefcase. Come on. Open up the briefcase. Show him the money. Show him the money. That's it. Ha. Too bad I can see you and you can't see me.
I forgot to ask you about dessert. You want a cannoli?
Lieutenant Kilmerites!
Lieutenant Maytag.
That's Murtaugh. M-U-R-Taw.
Got it. What kind of computers were the suspects selling?
Computers. Well, the computers were,
they were the high-power, high-capacity computers of the type used by the United States military.
Lieutenant, have you determined what country the computers are being sold to?
Oh, well, the,
not as of yet, but we do know the destination was somewhere in the Middle East.
Sergeant Winslow, why are you supplying all the answers?
Well, the lieutenant here is a modest man. But he planned and executed this entire operation. And I am proud to work under Lieutenant Murtaugh.
Thank you, General.
Well, it's over. Good bust. You'll probably get a commendation. And I just might get my promotion. Carl.
Yes, sir?
You not only covered for me, you gave me the credit. Why?
Well, sir, it really doesn't matter who did what. I mean, you went out to get us eggplant and I stayed here and ducked bullets. It balances out.
No, it doesn't. I messed up big time. A lot of guys would have taken advantage of that and hogged all the glory. Instead, you shared it with me.
Well, sir, the bottom line is we're a team.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
See, honey, there are times when you have to stand up for yourself like Uncle Steve did. And then there are other times when it's really nice to share the credit.
The way Uncle Carl did?
Exactly.
Judy, I'm sorry that I hogged all the credit.
That's okay. You're young.
Okay, give me a hug. Now, you two go on upstairs and hop into bed, and I will be up to tuck you in a minute.
Okay.
Nobody should take credit for this. This cake could kill you.
They have a bond. A family bond.
That's my boy.
Sunday. No curfews.
You just gotta show them who's boss.
No homework.
That would be your nose, little brothers.
And no kidding around. Antonio Banderas in an ABC Family premiere.
We're doomed!
Spy Kids 2, Sunday at 8, part of Home for the Holidays, only on ABC Family.